by Jan Etherington and Gavin Petrie, starring James Bolam as Bill and Linda Bellingham as Faith. Episode 5, Maybe, Baby.
Back, Jo.
It's not late.
Where were you?
Just watching a video at Jay's.
You could have phoned. I worry about
you. Mum, please. We're going to take sweets from a stranger, you know.
I should hope not.
So don't have a go. Can I go on a school trip?
Where?
Venice.
That sounds expensive. Venice doesn't grow on trees, you know.
I know, Mum. It floats on water.
Very amusing, Jo. How much will it cost me?
It's all in this note.
This is only half a note, Jo.
Oh, well, most of it's there.
Where's the other half?
I don't know. Can I go?
I am not prepared to make a decision on half a note and the word Venice. I need more information.
Like what?
Like who else is going?
Everyone.
Naturally. So you will, of course, be deprived if I say no.
Thanks, Mum.
That isn't a yes, Jo. It's a supposition.
I'd rather have a deposit.
I want to make sure you're properly looked after.
Be packing me a teddy bear and hot water bottle.
Well, it gets quite cold at night, you know, near water.
Mum!
Familiar sound of a recalcitrant son.
He wants to go on a school trip.
Great. Where to?
Venice.
Venice? When I was your age, I hadn't been further than Ocotamucti.
These days, Bill, they're all as well-travelled as Marco Polo before they're out of their teens. We were happy with a week at the seaside.
A week at the seaside? You were lucky. We were allowed to look at a postcard of Blackpool for 5 minutes once a year. That was our holiday.
Oh, Bill.
All right. So why are you going to Venice?
It's to widen my horizons.
And narrow my bank account.
Any other objections, Faith, apart from the fact that if Joe goes to Venice, we live on gruel and potato peelings?
She wants me to take a hot water bottle.
I didn't say that.
You didn't have to.
Venice is a city for lovers, you know.
Are you trying to put me off?
I didn't go to Venice until I was 35.
You told me you were only 34 last week.
I am. 34 plus VAT.
Anyway, I'm only asking for your permission, because you have to sign this form. I'm going to get a job for spending money.
A job? What sort of job?
There's a vacancy for the first British astronaut, I hear.
Paper round or something. Just off job hunting.
Do you want something to eat first?
I'll wait for dinner.
He's never waited for dinner in his life. He always has at least 4 slices of toast and Marmite when he comes in.
You should be pleased.
Do you think he's got something?
Yes. It's called growing up.
First Hannah and now Joe.
Well, I'm afraid it's inevitable, Faith.
It's happening too fast. Seems only yesterday Joe was tipping rice pudding over his head.
It was only yesterday. He has the table and manners of a yak.
Now there's Hannah. She'll be off to university soon. Who's going to remind her about dental appointments? Could be a grandmother any minute.
Hang on. It's a bit of a leap, isn't it?
I'm not ready to finish being a mother.
Look, they're almost ready to leave independent lives, and you know what that means.
Yes, they won't write or phone, and they'll only come home with a ton of dirty washing.
No, it means we'll have more time for ourselves. After all, you keep telling me we're still courting.
I know that, Bill.
And we'll get married in a few weeks, as soon as Hannah's done her A-levels. After all, we only need each other, don't we?
We've got the dog as well.
Oh, of course. Just us and the dog. What could be nicer?
Nothing, I suppose.
Put that down.
I can't.
Yes, you can.
No, I've got to do at least 2 scenes a night.
It's Hannah who's taking her A-levels, not you.
I know. I think I've got her exam nerves.
You must have. She certainly hasn't. She spent this evening dyeing her eyelashes.
Oh, that this tutu solid flesh would melt.
Is that Hamlet, or are you planning a new diet?
Thaw and resolve itself into a dew.
Look, if you've got Hannah's exam nerves, can I have your midlife crisis?
No, I'm saving that for later.
Frailty of thy name as a woman.
Act 1, scene 2?
I'm just testing. Come on now. It's lights out.
Bill. I want a baby.
Any baby in particular?
Yes, ours.
Ah, that would be difficult.
Why?
Well, I'm only up to chapter 2 in my Facts of Life manual, How to Hold Hands. It's a hell of a jump from there to the rude bits.
Couldn't we just skip a few chapters?
Certainly not. I'm looking forward to the step-by-step guide to the goodnight kiss.
Seriously?
Oh, seriously. That means you've worked out all the arguments.
I just want to know what you think.
Is this one of those topics you've been brooding about for days?
Yes.
And now I've got to debate and pontificate after first hearing?
Yes.
I thought so. Well, I know absolutely nothing about babies. The only one I was close to was sick in my guitar.
A shrewd music critic.
I tend not to relate to people that short, with unpredictable table manners.
You and Liza never had children, did you?
No, I'd have noticed.
Didn't she want any?
About the only thing she didn't want.
Did she say why?
Yes. She said babies ruin your figure and your social life.
Hate to admit it, but she's got a point.
My mother said, what will you have to comfort you in your old age? And Liza said, a Greek tanker with any luck.
That's not the sort of answer that mothers understand.
Exactly. My mother just wanted grandchildren.
I'm an only child, remember?
Well, there you are, then.
Oh, where am I?
Don't you want to continue the MacGregor clan, retain the family seat?
Well, it's hardly Elsinore Castle and the 1,000 acres of Denmark. A small flat and a few Buddy Holly records is about all I have to offer.
If music could be the food of love...
Hang on, that's not Hamlet. That's Twelfth Night.
Good night, sweet prince, and flights of angels sing thee to thy rest. Oh, I see they have.
Yes?
Just want to hear all right.
Yes, thanks.
How's the revision coming along?
Okay, except for the interruptions.
Do you want me to test you?
It's okay, Mum. I prefer to do it on my own.
It's quite late. I was in bed. I saw your light on.
Mum, I'm trying to finish this.
Right, okay. I'll leave you to it, then.
Good.
Do you want anything?
No, thanks.
Sure?
Yes, thanks.
A sandwich?
No, I don't, Mum. I'm fine.
You're looking a bit tired.
Mum!
Yes, well, don't go on too late, then. Night.
Night.
Oh, Hannah, I just had a thought about Hamlet's relationship with his mother.
Night, Mum.
Look at all these nice teddies smiling at you. Yes, are they pretty?
Mum?
Oh, yes, look, here comes Joe. Isn't he a big boy?
Mum, stop talking so stupid. Now, retail newsagent media distributor.
Oh, does that pay the same money as a paperboy? Isn't he sweet, Joe? Look, he's smiling at you.
Mum, I'll need a new alarm clock.
Just a minute, Joe. Bill? Look, it's a baby.
Blimey, that was quick.
It's not mine.
Have you rented it?
It's Prue's. Don't you recognise my nephew, Thomas? He's just like Joe, isn't he?
Mum, please.
If you mean he's stained, communicates and grunts and does nothing to earn his keep, then I suppose he is.
Look, Thomas. Yes, it's your big cousin, Joe.
Look, Thomas, this is my balmy mother.
How long's he here for?
Just a day. I said he'd be no trouble, and he isn't, is he?
Your mother's been suddenly taken broody, Joe. It happens.
Last time she got like this, we ended up with a golden retriever.
We'll have to keep an eye on her, then.
It could have been worse. Could have had another sister.
Look, he seems to have footballer's thighs, Joe.
I wouldn't sign him till he's learned to control his dribbling.
Well, that reminds me. I forgot to ask you something. Can I change my name?
To what?
Lineker.
Why?
Can't you guess?
The mighty Gary, saviour of Spurs.
People might think we're related.
No, very unlikely. He's from Leicester, and he's always been very helpful around the house, I understand.
You're nothing like him.
Mere details.
Anyway, you can't. I've sewn all your name tapes into your uniform. Also, Joe, it's up to you to continue the Grey Shot name. Get married and have babies.
I'm not having babies.
No, but your wife will.
Get off. My wife? You'll put me off my tea.
Now, that would be something. I saw David's mum in town yesterday.
Oh, yeah? Look at this, Mum.
You remember David.
Do I? Mum, I can do this.
Yes, David. You used to go to Cubs with him.
Don't keep bringing up my past, Mum. Got a pen?
Not at this moment, no. Anyway.
Mum, I need a pen.
Well, go and find one, then. No, Joe, not just yet. I want to tell you something.
7 letters. It's got to be right.
What has? David's mum's just come out of hospital.
It's an omen, Mum. It was meant to be.
Well, I don't think she saw it as an omen, exactly. More of...
First prize.
What?
I'm going to win first prize. Just need to fill this in.
She was pushing a pram.
Who was?
David's mum. Because she's just had...
That's really clever.
Well, I suppose it is quite. But a lot of people, women do, and maybe it would be nice.
Wheeling thousands to North London Club.
Joe... I'm getting a little tired.
It's well subtle, isn't it?
Is it?
Haven't you worked it out yet?
I'm not trying to work it out. I'm trying to tell you that I met David's damn mother.
Did you have a row?
No, we didn't.
Good. Mum, this is really important.
No, it isn't.
Well, it is to me.
Joe, it's only a crossword.
Yeah, but I've got the ultimate clue. Reel in thousands anagram.
Of what?
Thousands is Kane computer jargon.
I know that, Joe. I just wonder if you could give me 2 seconds of your attention and then finish this later.
Can I just tell you what it means?
No. Oh, all right.
Reel in plus K is an anagram of... Oh, think, Mum.
I think I'm getting a headache.
Lineker, the one and only. Lineker to Spurs, North London Club. See?
That's very impressive, Joe. Now, could
got
I...
Got a pen?
No, Joe, I'm trying to tell you that I just met David's mother and she's just had a baby and she said, yes, there is quite a big gap, but they're rather enjoying it and, well, what do you think of that?
Oh, that's right. Neil said he saw David pushing a pram. It's a complete parsnip. David said the baby kept them awake all night and ate his autograph of Brian Robson.
Really?
Mum?
Yes?
You're not getting broody, are you?
What if I am?
Well, I wouldn't mind another dog.
Another glass?
I don't mind if I do.
I thought I might go back to my flat this week.
Ah, you dare?
Just for a couple of days. Dennis's rent is late, and there's a few things to tidy up before I put it on the market again, you know.
I know it's sneaky.
What is?
Going back to your flat when I particularly need you this week.
Why?
You know why. To get Joe up in the morning.
Why can't he get himself up?
He can, eventually. But eventually isn't good enough, is it, when you're a paper boy?
A retail newsagent media distributor, surely.
He'll respond better if you loom over him in the morning.
I'd say you were better at looming than me. You've had more practice.
Exactly. They don't consider my looming remotely intimidating anymore. You just go back to sleep.
I don't want to become a wicked stepfather.
Oh, you mean you want to be loved?
Ray at the pub says that's a man's job, to be popular, whilst the women dispense the discipline.
No wonder Marlene looks tired.
So can I be excused looming for a week? I've got a note.
Bill, I think it would be good if Joe saw you as a figure of authority. It's always me who lays down the law, and I'd like to spread the responsibility.
Oh, I'm all for that, but how come the first time you want my contribution, it turns out to be at dawn?
It's just coincidence.
You know I'm not at my best in the morning.
Perfect. If you're crotchety, Joe will realise you're not to be trifled with.
It hasn't stopped you trifling with me in the morning.
Don't change the subject.
I'm employing evasive tactics.
So am I.
You're looming over me, Faith. You know I have to yield to your demands when you loom.
Well, open your eyes and surrender.
Oh, that's nice. A loom with a view.
Bill? Bill?
Oh,
you are alive. I thought Mum's cooking had poisoned you.
Oh, God, I must have dropped off.
No stamina, old people.
No manners, young people.
Why are you asleep? It's only 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
I am asleep because I have been awake for rather a long time.
That doesn't make sense.
Well, try this. Your brother, it appears, has chosen to be a paperboy. Unfortunately, it's a career for which he is patently unsuited.
Why?
Because he damn well can't get up in the mornings.
His alarm goes off, doesn't it?
Yes, but he doesn't.
Yeah, well, it wakes me.
Well, why don't you do the paper round and let me get some sleep?
Are you getting up to kick Joe out of bed every morning?
What's about the size of it, yes.
That's stupid.
I know that, Hannah. But your mother is convinced it's only a matter of time before he gets into his stride.
He's just bone idle. He'll never do it on his own.
That's an alternative view, and I'm warming to it.
Anyway, if you're doing so much for Joe, how about doing something for me?
What?
I want to have a party to celebrate the end of A-levels.
Oh, yes.
Will you talk Mum into it?
That's unfair.
Why?
You've known your mother longer than I have.
Yeah, but you can get round her.
As easily as getting round Cape Horn in a bathtub.
She can be difficult, I admit.
Well, what about me? I didn't say I thought it was a good idea.
I know. But you won't be so parentish about it as Mum.
I might be. I'm not in a good mood at the moment.
Can I get you a cup of tea?
Is this bribery? 2 lumps and a dash of milk, please.
It's the least I can do if you're going to tackle Mum.
It's not the least you can do. You can also get Joe up in the mornings.
Oh, Bill!
And that's blackmail.
Bill.
Huh? Mm.
Cup of tea.
Huh? Well, the alarm hasn't gone off, has it?
No. That's what I was waking you up to tell you. Guess what?
Huh?
Hannah woke Joe this morning. He's already gone his paper round. You can lie in.
Oh.
Isn't that good?
Oh, great. Are you going to wake me tomorrow as well to tell me that I don't have to get up?
I thought you'd be pleased.
And I'm sure I will be when I'm awake.
Quite a surprise, though, isn't it? Only yesterday they were arguing over the last yogurt. Now...
Mum!
Joe!
What is it? Why have you come back?
I feel sick.
Do you? Well, when did it start?
As soon as I put this bag of papers on my back.
Maybe you've strained something.
Credibility?
Bill, he's not well. He looks really white.
Ooh, you're right. I'll get him a glass of water and I'll ring the shop.
They'll never find anyone to deliver them now.
I'm sympathetic, but that's really their problem, not ours.
You could do it.
I stopped delivering papers the day I read Buddy Holly died. I decided I didn't want any nasty shocks before breakfast, and I haven't changed my mind.
It won't take a minute.
It'll take me half an hour to lift the damn bag. Look at the size of it.
No wonder he's ill.
People don't panic about world crises anymore. They panic about getting through the papers before next weekend.
I'll get in trouble.
No, Di, not if you're ill, Joe.
He sacked Chris last week for not turning up.
Look, I'll tell you what. I'll phone and tell him, then he'll know it's genuine. It's not the end of the world if people don't get their Sunday papers.
No, no, it's all right, Bill. Don't worry. I'll tell him. Don't worry.
Okay. Have you got our paper there, Joe?
It's in the other bag at the shop. I have to do it in too long.
Oh, hell. What's the point of having a paper boy in the family if you can't get a perishing paper when you want it?
It's not the end of the world, Bill, is it?
I'll thank you not to scupper my lawn yard. This is great shot.
Morning, Mr. Barrows. Nice day.
Oh. Sorry about the begonias. I haven't quite mastered the hang of stopping whilst fully loaded.
Is it you that's been scuffing up my salvias all this week?
No. That's my son.
Has your family got something against my garden, Mrs. Greyshot? Only your dogs aren't too respectful in my privet, I notice.
Mr. Burrows, I am really sorry. Look, I'll make sure it won't happen again.
You're going to make a career of this, are you?
No, no, it's just for today, Joe's ill.
Is it normal, Mrs. Greyshot?
What? His temperature?
No, for a mature woman to be doing this kind of work.
I think it is unusual, Mr. Burrows, but I'm putting it down to experience.
Well, you can put this down to number 11.
Which?
This rag. I don't have that kind of smut on Sunday, thank you very much.
I'm sorry, numbers on the paper aren't very clear.
If you'll take my advice, Mrs. Greyshot, you won't make a habit of this.
I don't intend to.
It shows a certain skittishness which doesn't sit well on a woman of a certain age.
I'm not certain you know my age, Mr. Burrows.
You can be a prey to misunderstandings, and you meet strange people in the early morning, all sorts.
I've noticed that, Mr. Burrows. Good morning. Must get on.
Please, don't cycle down my path! And watch my Elliboras Corsicas!
Oh. Oh, that's lovely, Bill. Can you do my other foot?
It's not supposed to be lovely. It's a functional and therapeutic massage.
Oh, I don't deserve this.
You certainly don't. What a completely daft thing to do.
It didn't take long.
It took an hour and a half, a puncture, an expensive Helleborus Corsicus from the garden centre for Mr. Burrows, and two swollen feet.
I sort of enjoyed it in a way.
Underneath that martyr exterior is a complete masochist.
Thanks. Joe's feeling a lot better now.
Strange, that.
Ah, Bill, he wasn't pretending. You're being too hard on him.
Ah, you're probably right. It's just that getting Joe up in the morning can seriously damage my kindly disposition.
He'll be all right tomorrow.
Oh, this is ridiculous, Faith. Let's just give him the money for the school trip. He's proved his point. Well, come to think of it, he hasn't. But I'm fed up with all this anyway.
You can't just give him the money.
Why not?
Because he has to learn that he can't just expect us to fork out every time he wants to do something.
Isn't that what parents are for?
No, it isn't. Well, it is, but they have to contribute something.
Joe's contribution is to increase human suffering.
What do you mean?
You've got feet the size of barrage balloons, and my eyeballs are revolving from lack of sleep. All to prove a point.
Would you like to prove a point, Bill?
And what point is that?
That you can massage my back as wonderfully as you massage my feet.
As long as you promise not to enjoy it.
No, Don't use those glasses, Hannah. I've got some plastic beakers for tomorrow night.
That's a bit Enid Blyton, Mum. This is a sophisticated party.
Broken glass can be dangerous.
It'll just be broken hearts, Mum, scattered in my wake.
Well, not until you've had some sleep, you know. I am glad your exams are over, Hannah. You've been looking really tired.
You don't know what I've been through.
And you still managed to wake Joe in the mornings. That was a real help to Bill.
That was the idea.
I was surprised he was so keen on this party. Then I discovered why.
Oh, did you?
Yes. I caught him practising La Bamba on his guitar.
You didn't.
Do you know, I think he's planning to burst in during the evening and entertain your friends.
Mum, you're kidding.
Yes, I am. Presumably, you don't want me and Bill around.
You wouldn't enjoy it.
Oh, you mean you wouldn't enjoy it? There's nothing more embarrassing than seeing your parents jiving, I know. Here, you can have these plates.
Thanks. The other thing is, you tell all my friends they've grown ever so tall.
I'm not a complete social potato, Hannah. I do have some sense.
Yeah, I know, Mum, and I know you have the sense not to come to the party.
All right, then.
Thanks.
Bill and I'll watch television up in your bedroom.
Mum, can't you go out?
I think we should be here.
Why? You won't relax. You'll be diving downstairs every time someone opens a Coke can, thinking the central heating has exploded.
No, I won't.
And I can guarantee that you'll be leaning out of the window like Juliet over the balcony.
I thought we'd finished the A-level references.
Watching who comes in and whether they shut the gate.
That's unfair. If that's your attitude, I think we'd better forget the whole thing.
Okay, Mum, I'm sorry, but you know it's true. Why don't you go for a meal to that new Italian up the road? It's only a few yards away.
Have you organised that with Bill as well?
No. It was just a suggestion.
What's Joe going to do?
About what?
Oh, hello, Joe. We're just talking about Hannah's party.
Need any bouncers? If I did, I'd need one who could see over the gate. I'm taller than you, but only in height.
Oh, right, that's enough. Now, Joe, I think you'd better go to Steve's tomorrow.
I may be able to put up in a posh hotel.
Beg your pardon?
I've had a bit of luck with a few business dealings. I'm planning to retire from the newspaper industry on account of being able to make more money elsewhere.
Oh, exactly.
The school had a sweep to raise funds for the new science lab.
So?
So it gave me an idea. I've had a couple of sweeps this thin time to raise funds for the Venice trip. Winner takes all, excluding my organiser's percentage, of course. And this is it. My brother. The godfather.
I'm sure you're not allowed to do this, Joe.
It's what Mr. Roper said.
The headmaster?
He wants to see you at 4 o'clock tomorrow, Mum.
Oh, Joe!
Don't worry, Mum. Freezing enough to skip the country. Venice, I thought.
That was a good meal, wasn't it?
Well, they'll never make a spaghetti carbonara like mine, but on the whole, it wasn't bad. Does this mean you finally calmed down after your encounter with Joe's headmaster?
Well, I was just cross with Joe for setting up a gambling school.
Looks like you've got an entrepreneur in the family.
Where did I go right?
Well, maybe he'll keep us in our old age. After all, it was you who said he should make his own way in the world without our help.
Mr. Roper suggested Joe takes A-level economics.
Go with his O-level in sharp practice. Well, has its funny side.
What?
Parenthood.
Why do you say that?
I suppose because I've been thinking over what you said. About a baby.
And?
Well, it doesn't seem so awful after all.
For you, that's ecstatic.
Well, have to practice, of course.
Yes, but not in front of this lamppost.
I thought this was a genteel neighbourhood. That motor scooter was on the pavement.
I wonder where they're going. Ah! They're stopping at my house, Bill. Quick! Something awful's happened.
I'm sorry, Mum.
What's up? What's the trouble?
Are you the householder, sir?
Well, almost.
Pardon?
No, I am, officer. My fiancé.
I see. Well, things got a little bit out of hand, I'm afraid. They're crammed like sardines in there.
If I might interject...
That wouldn't be the first time, Mr. Barrows.
I alerted your force. It took you 10 minutes to get here by my watch.
Oh? And you are?
Burrows, number 17. Now, in my opinion, children can go wild when they've had a shake-up. They need discipline. A mother and father at home.
Thank you. I think it would be a good idea if you called an end to the evening now.
Right, you lot. Time to go home.
It was gate crashers, Mum.
Is everyone all right?
I'm really upset it happened. We were having a really good time. Did you have a nice time, Mum?
Oh, I've forgotten. What's it like in the house, Bill?
Chaos, but no real damage. Just a lot of mess. And someone's put a sausage roll in the fishbowl.
I'll just say goodnight to Joanna. Her dad's here.
All right.
Oh, Bill. I need to sit down.
Oh, it's a shock, but everything's all right.
I was beginning to think I could ease off the motherhood pedal with Hannah. It seems I can't relax just yet.
And, of course, there's Joe, the trainee racketeer. I'd say we had our hands full for a while with these two.
It's the trouble with children. They can put you off having a family.
In Maybe, Baby, you heard James Bolam as Bill, Linda Bellingham as Faith, Kelda Holmes as Hannah, and Mark Denham as Joe. Mr. Burrows was played by Norman Bird, and the policewoman by Deborah Rowbottom. Second Thoughts was written by Jan Etherington and Gavin Petrie, and produced by Sean Ed William.